with our next guest for years. And I'm talking about Steve Mitchell. Steve does the difficult job of research and communications, the polling mostly that we know about, by Mitchell Research and Communications of Lansing, commissioned by various people, this time by Mears, and has taken a look at what we're looking at now, specifically in the Republican Party, and the primaries coming up in August. And we're here to find out, even though I teased it earlier, to find out what he has found. Steve, it's always a pleasure speaking with you. You always do a great job, and we appreciate that.
Well, it's always a terrific pleasure to be with you, Paul, on especially a beautiful morning like this.
It is a beautiful morning, that's for sure. Have you ever gone through anything? I know you haven't, so I don't know why I'm asking the question. I suspect none of us have ever gone through anything like this where the two front runners in a party get eliminated on a technicality.
Yeah, there's never been anything like this before. I mean, it's incredible. You have James Craig, who is leading in the polls, and Perry Johnson, who is spending the most money. Both of them had to be considered the front runners. And yet here we are approaching the election day, and they're both off the ballot. And so we're now left with the five candidates. And right now that race is just a statistical dead heat between three of the five.
Break it down for us. I know that Tudor Dixon is obviously one of those three. And, well, you take it from there.
Yes, Tudor Dixon has really surged as a result of about a quarter of a million TV buys she did in the Detroit area. And we've got her up now at 15%, along with Kevin Rinke, who's spent a couple of million dollars on TV as well. He's at 15, and right behind is Ryan Kelly at 13%. So this is a real tight three-way race. Clearly the one with momentum, having gotten the Michigan Chamber of Commerce endorsement, the Michigan Right to Life endorsement and divorce, and the DeVos family endorsement from Grand Rapids has been helpful. And she's now up in the air, and as a result of getting about 28% of the vote in the Detroit TV market and only about 7% everywhere else, she's now in a tie with the other two candidates statistically.
You know, Dick DeVos made that announcement on our program, and we've had a lot of different things happen on this show, but I don't think anything got as much attention in like 15, 20 newspapers across Michigan, but around the country. And I don't know if you get that kind of reaction or response because you have a great PR firm or however they do it, but when he made that announcement, it exploded.
It really did, and I think it's because it is so unusual. The DeVos family have been backing political candidates for decades and decades. It's very unusual, however, that the entire family will unite behind one candidate as they have behind Tudor Dixon. And it's even more unusual that he would come on the radio and announce the candidate for whom the family was endorsing. So it really was an incredible opportunity. And obviously, coming on Paul W. Smith's show, which is the most listened to program, was very important.
Well, it's nice of you to say, Steve. We are honored that they felt comfortable enough, as do many guests, to make certain announcements and reveal certain information. They're in a friendly environment here, as we are relentless positive radio. Not always easy the last few years, but we do what we can. Tell me a little bit, Steve Mitchell with us. He's a renowned conductor of research. It's a tremendous job that he's been doing for a very long time. But your business, like all of our businesses, has changed drastically. When I'm reading about this latest poll commissioned by Mears, the Lansing-based publication, when I read how it was done using a combination of IVR, automated surveys, text messaging to cell phones, I mean, directing the cell phone people to SurveyMonkey, I mean, this sounds more complicated than it's ever been before.
It really isn't. The IVR part, the automated one, goes to only landlines. The FCC does not allow you to send automated phone calls to cell phones. And obviously, with half the people having cell phones, it's critical to have as many cell phone respondents as you can. So you send them a text and ask them whether or not they want to vote in a poll online, and they just are directed immediately to a SurveyMonkey poll, and they take the survey right there. So it's a very effective way actually more effective right now, I think, than doing the automated phoning. So it really provides very accurate results, and it's much more cost effective for clients than doing live calling, which, unlike everything else in the world, has gotten cheaper. Polling has gotten more expensive as a result of the need to call so many people on cell phones.
Yeah, it seems like in the good old days, it was like you, Steve, calling people up and asking how they were going to vote. I mean, it seemed to me a simpler time. It sounds like it's easier, more efficient, maybe more accurate with the new way. I was just kind of reflecting on how your job has changed over the years.
Oh, back when I started in this business and nobody had cell phones, you call between 5 and 9. Everybody was there. They'd pick up the phone. They'd answer the phone, answer the survey. But that's changed dramatically over the past 20 years. And if you don't adjust and adapt to the environment, then you're not going to survive. And we've always tried to continue to adapt and do new methodology and ensure that that methodology is as accurate as the old methodology.
Well, we've heard it here, so you can count on it with Steve Mitchell. With the loss of Detroit Police Chief James Craig, Troy businessman Perry Johnson, we're in a statistical dead heat between Tudor Dixon, 15%, Kevin Rinke, 15%, Ryan Kelly, 13%, Garrett Soldano, who we had a lot of buzz on early on, 8%, and Ralph Rebant, 3%, according to this statewide poll of likely August Republican Party primary voters conducted by our friend Steve Mitchell of Mitchell Research and Communications. Almost half, 46% of these voters are undecided. We'll be talking again soon, Steve. We're in the silly season. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.
As we continue on News Talk 760 WJR.